Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have filmmaker Schwab Mitchell will be making his first appearance here on the program today to talk to us not only about what is it that stirs him when it comes to storytelling, but also to discuss his project, Nocturnal Agony. It deals with a topic that I think a lot of people are starting to talk a little bit more about, but it's still sometimes considered taboo. If the name sounds familiar, Mitchell is also, of course, the director of the film To Save. We're going to talk to him a little bit about his journey, what it's been like for him to be able to not only tell stories, but to bring elements of faith and hope in them as well. Before we get into that, though, here is Jiggly Jones with Baby Blue. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
To make me
was Diggly Jones with Baby Blue here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. For those of you who listen to us on the radio dial, we actually had Diggly on the program yesterday. If you guys came in late either yesterday and missed part of it or missed the interview entirely, you can catch the entire interview on our website at conversationsliveradio.com. As I was saying earlier, we have filmmaker Shway Mitchell is making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his love of storytelling, but what it's been like for him to work on projects like Nocturnal Agony, and of course his award-winning film, Two Saved. You know, we're really excited about this, Shway. Thank you so much for being with us today on Conversations Live.
Thank you for having me. It's certainly my pleasure.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, of course, people got to know you because of Two Saved. But I think, you know, one of the things that has definitely been interesting to me as I was prepping for this segment is that no matter what type of project you're doing, it seems to be something that touches on issues that not only matter to, you know, to large groups of individuals, but also that are not always talked about. What has it been like for you to kind of be able to bring to light things that people need to discuss but sometimes find it difficult to discuss?
Well, Cyrus, I certainly thank you for that insight, and I believe that, quite frankly, that's the calling of the artist, of the filmmaker, if you will. I think that filmmaking is such a difficult task and endeavor to embark upon. I think that for one to, in my opinion, spend such valuable time for anything else than to truly reach people at the very core, to do something extraordinary, to touch on subjects that you otherwise would not have the privilege or the opportunity to do so, I think that there's no really other reason to do this other than that, and that's how I look at it.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting when Deltra Perryman, who actually told me about you, you know, told me about Nocturnal Agony, when I got to reading about the themes, it really struck a chord with me, and I mentioned it to her that because one of the things that your film deals with is bipolar disorder. That is something that has shown itself in my family recently, and we're dealing with that. And I think a lot of people, because of fear, I think, too, you know, Shwabe, you know, a lot of people, you know, tend to, for one, not address things, but two, think that, you know what, if you just go about your business, that things will be fine. I think one of the things that you've been able to do, and I'll ask you about this, is to be able to take individuals that look like you and me and put them in situations where it's very clear that regardless of what people see on the outside, there's something deeper that's happening on the inside. Do you feel as though that also is a part of your calling, to kind of deal with the whole person, not just what we see externally?
Yes, I would say so. I think that we are all very complex human beings. I think that one of the thing that's most distasteful if you will, about some of the more mainstream product coming out of Hollywood for many years has been such that there many of the sometimes, often, the characters are one-dimensional, stereotypical characters, and many of us, we don't find our lives to be such, you know? And I think that I've always felt that there are reasons for everything that happens. Human behavior is such that if you look really deeply into the root of something, you'd almost make the same choices that an individual made or be persuaded to make them if you were faced with the same circumstances. And so particularly when you're talking about such a serious issue as bipolar disorder and some of the other serious issues that we deal with in the motion picture Nocturnal Agony, I think that you'd be doing a great disservice to just skim through it and not have many layers of information or reasons behind why the characters made the choices that they made.
Right.
I think that's
right.
More realistic about how we live, and I think it's more helpful even in terms of how we try to navigate ourselves through this journey we call life.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned, you know, I think even when I was asking you about the types of projects that you're drawn to, you mentioned a calling. And one thing that has been a theme of yours seems to be the issue of faith and dealing with faith and what it is and what it means to have faith. Do you find that your own personal beliefs and your own personal relationship with God also becomes a big part of how you address issues in your films and also what you choose to do as far as the portraying of different themes in films?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I think it absolutely does. I think that when you I was taught during my studies at Howard University under the great esteemed faculty that included internationally acclaimed filmmaker Holly Garima, who always talked about finding your voice as an artist, finding one's particular way of storytelling. And I think that has to be shaped by your faith, your belief systems, what your morality, your values you were taught as a child, as you became an adult, if you will. And so in my case, being a man of faith, I believe that it inevitably shapes everything that I do. Not that I will do a particular, every film that I do will be a quote-unquote faith-based film, but I think you'll find that thread, that element of faith and the element of there being a higher, greater being than ourselves out here, that I think you'll find that, if you will, in all of my work.
Yeah, and I think that goes to the distinction you mentioned, of course, some of the products that are out there. I think it goes to what distinguishes you from some of the other products that are out there, and I think the lasting effects of products by you versus some of the other that might be out there. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, filmmaker Shwaib Mitchell is making his first appearance on the program. We're talking to him not only about his journey as a filmmaker, what it's been like for him to produce projects like Two Saved and also Nocturnal Agony. You know, I want to talk about the payoff for a moment, Shwaib, because I think one of the things that happens, you know, and I think payoff even in itself can be multifaceted, because it's not always looking at it, you know, how you're benefiting monetarily. But let's talk about how you have been able to impact conversation, because I think one of the biggest things we can do is use our voice, as you mentioned, use our voice to be able to bring attention to things that matter to us, and then to see the ripple effect that happens from there, the conversations that ensue, the ways that we begin to then have a dialogue that maybe we weren't having. When you think about that and think about the fact that your work, something that you've been able to produce, has been able to be those what I call conversation pieces that get people to looking at their lives and other lives differently. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel as though you've done your job, not only as a filmmaker, but also as an individual of faith as well?
Well, wow, that's a really profound question, Cyrus, and I thank you for it. I would say that is the most rewarding aspect of being an artist and in particular a filmmaker. I'll give you an example of what took place with us with this particular film, Nocturnal Agony. We had a sneak preview screening last year around this time, around March, just for the cast and the crew. We had just finished the final rough cut, and we wanted to let everyone know to see the movie for the first time, all the fruits of their labor, if you will. And there was a young lady, unknown to myself, was in the audience at the time, and she wrote a letter about a month later to us on Facebook. And she said that, "Brother Shwaib, I want to let you know that I was one of the extras in your movie. You may not know me, but I was at this sneak preview, and I was sitting in the screening next to my molester." She said that she had been molested as a child, and that she had been drugging to this issue for years. And as a matter of fact, at the writing of the letter, she had just been clean 10 days, and she was moved to recovery from watching the movie. She said that she was healed and now was on her way to recovery by watching herself literally on the screen, because she said that everything that character went through, she went through.
Wow.
And she said she had one final relapse, but that after that time that she began to reflect upon the movie, and it changed her life. And she begged us, "Please release this film around the country, because I can tell you there are many people suffering in silence who are just like me, who otherwise may not be healed if you don't do this." So that's our commitment to do just that. And as you stated, that's really what makes this all worth it, because it can be a very tough journey at times, very difficult business in which we find ourselves in. But those kind of moments really make it worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and that, you know, just not even knowing about that letter. You know, I think, too, you know, we never know how our actions are going to affect others, both positively and negatively. And I think to get something like that, when most of the time when you're getting a letter, hearing about something, it's about something negative. I mean, to be able to have something positive and to be able to see what that's going to do moving forward, you know, just the, you know, just the way that that has impacted her life. You know, there are people who I have looked up to growing up, Shuaib, and also I know others have as well, that feel as though they have molded them. I know I have individuals that I credit for what I've been able to do today. When you hear from individuals, not only like what you shared about the letter, but individuals that said that you really helped them to understand the meaning of their purpose, the meaning of why they were here and what they should be doing, do you see yourself as an individual? I know some people are not as comfortable with the term role model or being that type of individual. Is that something you have grown comfortable with?
Well, I think that by the very nature of what we do, you're automatically role models for younger people. I get calls all the time from young aspiring filmmakers, young aspiring producers who want to just know how to get into the business, or who just want to know what it's like to make a film or to look for opportunities in to work on motion pictures. And I'm always willing to help and to give assistance any kind of way that I can, because that's how I achieve whatever level of success I have myself, by someone reaching back and helping me. And so that's really what it's all about, as I see it. That's a very important part of the process, if you will, to reach back and to help one another and to try to move this thing forward, if you will.
Exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, when you – I was thinking back to the letters you were talking, and I thought about what she said about you have to release this to the world. One of the things that has definitely made that easier, I think, to kind of put the world literally at your fingertips is social media and the way that the Internet has been able to propel messages forward. Do you see that as one of the vehicles that you have at your disposal, especially as someone I know from myself in prepping for the segment, I got to watch videos of cast members talking. So that's one of the things that's out there for people to kind of get to know a little bit about the individuals involved. Do you find that to be a way also to kind of introduce that, almost like your virtual calling card to the product and also in what you're doing as a filmmaker?
Oh, absolutely. Social media has really changed the game, if you will, of marketing and promoting a film, and it's rapidly evolving, even as we speak. It's changed even over the last 5 years how social media has had a tremendous impact. In fact, I was reading an article in Fast Company. It's a obviously a business trade publication, but the entire feature this year, this month, shall I say, was on Hollywood's adaptation or acceptance of not only social media, but the Internet and various other forms of new media. And the whole thing, the whole article, shall I say, was about Hollywood stars such as Ben Stiller and others who have now formed YouTube channels, who are now creating original programming that's exclusively for the web, as opposed to the traditional forms of media. And so, of course, Hollywood is really right now trying to figure this thing all out, because they want to know who's going to count the money and how we're going to make the money.
Right.
But for the real, for your independent filmmakers such as myself, it's really been an enormous tool for us to get our message out, to get the word out, to market a film without the enormous marketing and advertising budgets that you're usually accustomed to in a motion picture. Now, you still have to use your traditional forms of marketing and advertising as well,
right,
but your social media has helped to, I would say, probably cut some of those costs that you normally would have to expend.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I think, you know, one of the great things, and I say it on this program all the time, Shoaib, is, you know, when used responsibly, the Internet can be an amazing thing. I think it can be, I mean, a real positive tool to be able to help get messages across, messages like this one through our partner at Blog Talk, to be able to use this for an international audience online, I think really is one of those ways that we can do that. And hopefully that is what people will continue to do to help those positive messages to continue. Shoaib Mitchell, again, everyone, is my guest. He's a filmmaker that has been able to have the success that is deserved of his work. He is, of course, the award-winning filmmaker behind To Save. And now Nocturnal Agony is the project we've been talking about. And it really, I think, helps us to understand not only, you know, how what we see is not always the full picture, but also why it's so important for us to be whole. And why that really takes into account the importance of us getting to know who we are from the inside out and dealing with whatever needs to be, whatever our thing is, being able to deal with that thing so that we can be the best of ourselves. Shoaib, how can our listeners stay in contact with you? And, of course, find out more information about the projects that you're doing, like, of course, Nocturnal Agony.
Well, we have various, as you mentioned, through social media, various ways to stay in contact with us. We have a Facebook page where you can reach us on Facebook at Nocturnal Agony, the movie. Also, you can reach us, the website for the movie is www.nocturnalagonythemovie.com, and that's pretty self-explanatory, as well as we have a Twitter account where you can reach us or stay in touch through Nocturnal Agony, or Nocturnal_Agony. And again, the trailer and all the other information on YouTube, you just type in Nocturnal Agony and you'll be able to follow that trailer, as well as now for Nubia Filmworks, our company, for future films and what we have coming up down the pike, the listeners can go to www.nubia, that's N-U-B-I-A, filmworks.com, nubiafilmworks.com, and be able to stay in touch with us, yes.
All right. Well, look, we appreciate you taking out the time to be with us and to share, and we hope our listeners will definitely be able to stay in contact with you, especially at NubiaFilmWorks.com, so they can stay in contact with all the great projects that you're doing, and I think, too, to help to pay it forward, to make sure that we're helping to spread the word, as that letter stated, so that we can get it out to the world, because that is what is needed. Whatever we can do to support it, let's make sure that we do that.
Thank you
so much for coming on, man. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Cyrus. We really appreciate you and all of the help and support. You continue to do what you do. You're doing a great job, and we're very happy to have been a part of this program.
All right. Well, we'll definitely make sure you come back and look there. The invitation is always there. Feel free to come back anytime.
I will. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Again, Shoaib Mitchell, everyone, a filmmaker that's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, not only being able to bring to life, of course, the issues that matter to him through film, but also helping us to look at ourselves a little bit differently and showing us what it means to pay it forward. Make sure you guys do check him out online. As he said, he's all over the place. You can find him at twitter.com/nocturnal_agony, which we actually tagged on our page. I'll tell you about it in a moment, as well as his Facebook fan page at Nocturnal Agony. But for all things dealing with Nubia Film, all you have to do is go to www.nubiafilmworks.com, and that'll basically keep you in contact with everything. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Just head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can go and listen to the show completely for free. Also, there's buttons there on the bottom, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk, that you can actually share it really quickly through your Facebook channel, through your, of course, your channel on MySpace, your Twitter, even your LinkedIn, all the buttons are there on the bottom. Just feel free to share it as well as email it to those who might be able to hear it and enjoy it as well. I want to once again thank Shue Mitchell for coming on the program. I also want to thank our friend Deltra Perryman for making this interview possible for us and looking forward to working with her on future guests as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of the program. I'll be back with you guys for our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. I'll be speaking with actor Ryan McIntyre. He's from the show Shameless. Many of you, of course, that's one of your favorite shows. We're going to talk to him not only about what it's been like for him to be a part of projects like Shameless and Blood Relatives, but also what else is coming up for him. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.